This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the General Health and Nutrition channels. Don't forget, we are streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Charity Lighten, the Chief Nutritionist for Healthy Foods Company Silver Firm Brand. She is a certified plant-based nutritionist, wife, mother of four, and lover of food. Charity, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Pleasure's mine. Glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you and your message. Now, we've been hearing a lot about gut health lately from time to time, even here on the show. How important is it really, our gut health?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's been so much that's been coming out lately, more and more, mostly due to the level of technology and research that we have, that really links gut health to so many things that we never really knew gut health was related to. I'll give you a few examples. Depression, anxiety, feeling stress, a lot of these mental brain issues, they're learning there's a huge gut-brain connection. Digestive issues, I mean, we kind of know that, but everything from skin conditions, even to allergies, they found amazing research that your gut health is linked to so many issues in the body, and keeping that gut healthy is really quite important.
It most certainly is. And also, can we just eat yogurt or drink kombucha? What is all this rage that we've been hearing about?
Gosh, unfortunately, this is where you'll see the line in me cut out. I get a little frustrated because a lot of people hear the marketing things and they think, okay, well, gosh, I can just go buy some kombucha or have some yogurt and suddenly my gut will be healthy. And unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily work that way. Now, there are certainly things in those products that might help with digestion. This is where we get a little tiny bit technical, Eric. We've got your small intestine and your large intestine, and we really need the gut bacteria, the healthy bacteria, to make it all the way through your stomach acid, through your small intestine, and make it all the way down to your lower intestine. That's really where we need those colonies to start growing. And unfortunately, those foods that you mentioned don't make it past the digestive system. They don't make it past the stomach acid. So while they might help with a few digestive things, they will not help with the overall health of the gut.
And Charity, how can we tell the difference between a good probiotic and a bad one?
Well, gosh, now that's tricky because I probably spent, gosh, hundreds of dollars on probiotics that really weren't going to help me that much. And what I look for is certain strains. They have been scientifically proven now that they will make it all the way through that intestinal tract, just like I talked about. They'll make it to your lower intestine. And that strain that people want to look for is the Bacillus strain. There's so much research. There's so much backing behind that that goes, okay, these are the type of strains that we need in our colon, essentially, to colonize our body, our gut, with really good, healthy bacteria. So unfortunately, a lot of probiotics are not created equal. So people really need to do their research. They want to look and make sure it says DNA verified. That basically means that it's been verified that what's in the bottle is actually in the bottle. And I mean, it seems redundant to have to wonder that, but the truth is a lot of the things that are on the market today do not have in them what they say they have. So unfortunately, consumers need to do a little bit of research, which is why I love Silver Fern. They've done the research for people. They've done so much scientific-backed research to prove that what is in their bottles is actually in their bottles and will survive all the way down to their lower intestine.
Today, we are speaking with Charity Lighten, the Chief Nutritionist for Healthy Foods Company Silver Fern Brand, here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Charity, are there foods that we should avoid? Love to hear your take on this.
Well, unfortunately, you're going to hear something that people don't want to hear, and it's all those sugars and the sugar substitutes. Unfortunately, those types of things really do kill the good bacteria that we already have. I mean, a lot of people have heard, hey, when you're on antibiotics, make sure you get on a good probiotic so that can build up that good gut health. But really, eating a poor diet filled with sugar and sugar substitutes is one thing that's going to cause damage. Another thing that's going to hurt your healthy bacteria is when people eat foods that get them constipated. It's sad to say, but a lot of Americans aren't quite, shall I say, as regular as they should be. So eating foods that kind of block that flow that we want to keep us healthy will also allow that bad bacteria to kind of grow and fester in areas that we don't want it to do.
Interesting. Now, are sugar cravings linked to our gut health at all? And how do we get rid of these sugar cravings that seem to be so frequent?
Yeah, that's a good question. My Achilles heel for sure is sugar too. And so there's a couple things that people can do to help them get off those sugar cravings. The first thing really is to build up that gut bacteria. So you can white knuckle through trying to get off sugar, but if you're still eating those things that feed bad bacteria, and unfortunately bad bacteria does really love sugar. So building up the health of the gut through good probiotics, that's one thing that people can do. Another thing that I recommend highly is to do something called intermittent fasting. Now, this freaks people out when they hear the word fasting, but it really is something that a lot of people are kind of doing already. And the idea of intermittent fasting is just to go about 13, 14 hours at night, and maybe a little bit longer for males versus females, but giving your body a time from dinner to breakfast where you're not eating any food. So I'll give you an example. For me, I try to usually finish dinner about 6 p.m., and then I'll eat breakfast between 7:30 and 8 a.m., so what research has found is if you can give your body that time to rest, to have your digestive tract essentially kind of be empty, give it some time to build up, that good, healthy bacteria has a better chance of growing. And once it can kind of phase out that bad bacteria, move it out of the way, that will significantly help with sugar cravings.
And also, how does gut health relate to weight loss?
Well, this is something I'm super passionate about. I had no idea how connected the two were. In fact, they've done studies on people that are overweight and people that are thin, and they have different gut bacteria, which is fascinating to me. So here's kind of how it works. There's two things that you need. You need good gut health, or I should say really probiotics. If you can get good probiotics down into your lower intestine, as well as a diet high in fiber. Unfortunately, this is not something a lot of Americans are doing, but if they can eat enough fiber, those two things work together miraculously. So those probiotics will eat or ferment that fiber, which is, we've heard the term prebiotics. It's really just eating fiber, because the probiotics will work on that fiber, and here's what happens. Short-chain fatty acids are formed, and those are the soldiers we love. I know that the terminology isn't great. Short-chain fatty acids doesn't make it sound good. They should be called like power soldiers or something. But once we have those short-chain fatty acids that have been formed, those go on and they turn on and off our fat-burning genes. Those are the ones that basically tell our body when to burn fat. So if you can get a good probiotic and a diet high in fiber, you can actually start to see increased weight loss.
And lastly, why is it important that probiotics survive the stomach acid and make it to the lower intestine? Get into that a little in conclusion.
Yeah, okay. So basically, if I were just going to go run to my local grocery store and just grab a generic brand of probiotics off the counter and feel like, oh yeah, pat myself on the back, I'm taking probiotics, that really is not going to do much for me. So one of the leading causes, or I should say one of the leading cancers in this country, unfortunately, is colon cancer. They've done incredible research that good, healthy, clean colon, that's your lower intestine, that is filled with healthy bacteria, can help prevent cancer. So you go, well, why, you know, how do we get good, healthy colon or the large intestine? Well, that has to do with getting a good probiotic that can go all the way through the stomach acid. Unfortunately, a lot of those generic brands, they simply die off. As soon as they hit that hydrochloric acid in the stomach, they're killed off. So we really need survivability. That's kind of, in the industry, we look for something called probiotic survivability. That just means it can last all the way through the lower intestine, which is where those colonies will start to form in the large intestine and help fight off disease. I mean, incredibly, incredibly important for disease prevention.
Very helpful and very informative. Always great to cover gut health. And Charity, we really appreciate your insights here and information shared. Thanks so much. Now, where can listeners get more information about Silver Fern Brand, and how could one be in touch as well?
Yeah. Well, what SilverFern has done is they've put together this amazing plan called the 7-Step Elevated Plan, essentially. And people can download that for free. All they need to do is go to silverfernbrand.com. They can download that information for free. There's an incredible frequently asked questions section on that free document that will hopefully answer a lot of the questions that some listeners might be having right now.
And you certainly can't beat that. Well, Charity, we thank you for your time once again here on eHealth Radio, and have a great rest of your day.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Charity Lighten, the Chief Nutritionist for Healthy Foods Company, Silver Fern Brand. And for more information, visit silverfernbrand.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.